Thank you, Ian. We've now reached our last set of news items. The City's football club is on the winning trail, but next week sees the local derby with Ipswich, which could cause crowd problems. However, a club is also looking to reduce its workforce. Other sports news follows, but we will find some other items of interest for you too. Millwall 1, Norwich City 2. At kick-off in this corner of London, it felt like Norwich City had walked into someone else's promotion party. The excitement and the buzz and the energy rippling around the Den was almost tangible. By the end, it was the 3,000 Norwich contingent basking in the warmth of another signal of interest from Philip Clement and this group of players. It was not just the result. It was the manner of the performance against the club under Alex Neil in the box seat to follow champions-elect Coventry to the Premier League. There was no fraught finale, just another demonstration against another top-level team. This season, Clements, Norwich are their equal. Millwall went to the same way as Coventry before. More evidence this is a head coach who knows what it takes to deliver on that top flight mission.
Norwich City 1, Portsmouth 1. Pearl Mattson scored at both ends as Norwich had to settle for a point against Championship strugglers Portsmouth. The Danish midfielder, who had opened his Canaries account at the Valley last time out, made it 2 goals in 2 games with a ferocious strike from the edge of the area on 26 minutes, as Philip Clement's side looked for a fourth straight home win. However, the former Silky Ball man had the ball in the net again, but at the wrong end on 84 minutes, as John Musino's side earned a deserved point after a strong second half showing to stay just above the drop zone.
Police officers will use drones and horses to help keep football fans in order at the Norwich City and Ipswich Town clash. A large number of officers from Norfolk and Suffolk will be deployed before, during and after the match on April the 11th. The derby is expected to be a sellout, with about 27,000 fans heading to Carrow Road for the 12:30 kick-off. Police warned they may be forced to close roads on the day for the safety of fans. Landlords of some city pubs are also putting in place measures on Derby Day to avoid potential violence. Supporters, residents and others planning to travel to Norwich on the day are reminded to arrange their journey in advance, as the city is predicted to be heavily congested. Fans are advised to arrive at the stadium earlier than usual to facilitate smoother entry before kick-off. Away supporters can enter the stadium from 10:30 a.m.
Norwich City is making redundancies as part of a restructuring to reduce operating costs. The club has already posts redundant in its media, communications and marketing teams, and is understood to be making further cuts across other non-football departments. The Canaries last played in the top flight of English football 4 years ago and no longer receive parachute payments from the Premier League. These payments are designed to help clubs manage the drop in revenue when they're relegated to the Championship, but they only last for 3 seasons. However, like most businesses, it has seen its operating costs increase significantly in recent years due to rising taxes, energy and employment costs.
After that last item, a different story. The Canaries have confirmed that Dr. Paul Ford will join the club after more than 15 years in high-performance leadership with Team GB and the British Olympic Association. He will be tasked with shaping an elite environment and will take responsibility for their medical performance, nutrition and psychology strategy. His appointment comes after City's review of their injury levels as they attempt to address the issue heading into the new campaign. Ford will sit above the heads of medical and performance, stepping into professional football for the first time. Ford's task will be about triangulating coaching, performance, medical and strategising rather than implementation. It is a similar role to one that others in the Championship have utilised in recent years.
Norwich sportswoman Ruby Bishop, one of Britain's top wheelchair tennis players, is campaigning to get more inclusive PE lessons for children with disabilities. Ruby Bishop, 22, is ranked the fourth best player in her sport in Great Britain and 35th in the International Tennis Federation Wheelchair World Rankings. But Miss Bishop, who has cerebral palsy, said she was held back from taking part in PE lessons during her school days. She started playing tennis after attending a Have a Go Tennis Foundation Day, which led to her representing Great Britain at Junior Grand Slams. She became world number 3 in the girls' rankings and Great Britain's number 1, and now competes on the senior professional tour full-time. Miss Bishop is campaigning for a national change through Ruby's Law, which would include sports wheelchairs being provided as standard equipment in every school and teachers trained to deliver inclusive PE lessons.
More than 1,100 tickets, giving people the chance to explore a Norfolk train depot for the first time in more than 30 years, have been snapped up within 2.5 hours of being made available. The free tickets for an open day at the Crown Point Depot on the edge of Norfolk were all claimed by 12:30 p.m. on Tuesday after Greater Anglia announced they were up for grabs at 10 a.m. The depot is one of the most important elements of the region's railways, but not many have had the opportunity to see what goes on behind the walls. Greater Anglia is opening up the depot for the open day on Saturday, June the 6th, making the first time in more than 30 years that people will get a behind-the-scenes look at the facility. Opened in 1982 and now operated in partnership with Stadler, Crown Point plays a vital role in supporting rail services with up to 27 trains refuelled and sanded every 24 hours. Visitors will be able to see Greater Anglia Class 745 intercity electric trains used between Norwich and London Liverpool Street and on Stansted Express route between London and Stansted Airport.
New cameras have offered a rare insight into the lives of the wild ospreys that have made their home on the Norfolk Broads. People can now get real-time views of the breeding pair that made history in 2025 by fledging 2 chicks at Norfolk Wildlife Trust's Ranworth Broad and Marshes. This was the first recorded successful breeding of ospreys in the region for several hundred years. Last year's breeding success gave us great cause for celebration, so it's great to welcome our historic pair back, Adam Holgate, Broad South Reserves manager, said. We're delighted they've chosen the same nest as last year, giving our new web camera a nest side seat onto family life. We are hopeful that they will successfully raise a family again this season. The camera, installed earlier this year before the bird's spring return, is now live on the Trust website. The ospreys, which returned to the reserve in late March, have been seen preparing the nest, hunting for fish and displaying mating behaviour. This is the fourth consecutive year a pair of ospreys has settled at the site.